You're current. But are you actually good? I'm Pattern on Traffic Pattern, right here on Radio Hangar, and that question keeps me up at night more than any weather briefing ever has. Today we're going to unpack one of the most important regulations in the book, Federal Aviation Regulation 6157. This is the one that tells you when you're legally allowed to go fly, and more importantly, when you're legally allowed to take someone with you. It sounds straightforward. It is not. And the gap between what the regulation requires and what you actually need to stay safe is wider than most pilots realize. Let's walk through this together. Shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot instrument? Commercial? They've got you covered. Great way to mark the milestones that matter. aviationsoul.com. All right, let's start with the basics. 6157 is your currency regulation. Think of it as the FAA's minimum standard for you to exercise the privileges of your certificate. And I want to emphasize that word. Minimum. Here's the first piece. To act as pilot in command and carry passengers, you need 3 takeoffs and 3 landings within the preceding 90 days. Those landings have to be in an aircraft of the same category, class, and if a type rating is required, the same type. So if you fly single-engine land airplanes, your 3 takeoffs and landings need to be in a single-engine land airplane. You can't go knock out 3 landings in a helicopter and call yourself current to carry your buddy in a Cessna 172. That sounds obvious, but I've seen the question trip people up on check rides more than once. Now here's where it gets interesting. Those 3 takeoffs and landings make you current to carry passengers during the day. If you want to carry passengers at night, the requirement changes. You need 3 takeoffs and 3 full stop landings during the period beginning 1 hour after sunset and ending 1 hour before sunrise. Full stop, not touch and goes. You have to bring the airplane to a complete stop each time. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. That time window is specific and it's different from the definition of night that you use for logging purposes. For logging nighttime, night begins at the end of evening civil twilight and ends at the beginning of morning civil twilight. But for night currency, the FAA uses a different clock. 1 hour after sunset to 1 hour before sunrise, those two definitions don't line up perfectly. On the check ride, the examiner is looking for you to know the difference. It's a favorite oral exam question because it reveals whether you actually read the regulation or just memorized a flashcard. Let me put a scenario on it. Say it's January 15th. You haven't flown in 2 months. Your buddy calls and says, "Hey, beautiful day. Let's go grab lunch at that airport with the great diner." You look at your logbook. Your last 3 landings were back in October. That's more than 90 days ago. You're not current to carry passengers, period. Can you go fly solo? Absolutely. Nothing in 6157 prevents you from flying alone. You just can't bring anyone with you until you go knock out 3 takeoffs and landings. So you go out that afternoon and do 3 laps around the pattern. Now you're current for daytime passengers. But your buddy calls back that evening and says, "Hey, let's do a night flight instead. Are you current?" No. Those 3 daytime landings don't count for night currency. You need 3 full stop landings in the nighttime window. A lot of pilots don't realize that daytime currency and nighttime currency are tracked separately. Now, let's talk about tailwheel airplanes because 6157 has a special provision for them. If you want to act as pilot in command of a tailwheel airplane, your 3 required takeoffs and landings must be in a tailwheel airplane and they have to be to a full stop. No touch and goes, even for daytime currency. The FAA recognizes that tailwheel airplanes demand more skill on the ground roll, so they tighten the requirement. Here's something that catches people off guard on the oral. If you're current in a nosewheel airplane and a tailwheel airplane, those are separate currency buckets. Being current in one does not make you current in the other. You have to track them independently. All right. Now let's shift gears to instrument currency because this is where 6157 gets really detailed. If you hold an instrument rating and you want to fly under instrument flight rules or in instrument meteorological conditions, you need to have performed and logged within the preceding 6 calendar months at least 6 instrument approaches, holding procedures and intercepting and tracking courses through the use of navigational systems. 6 approaches, holding tracking, 6 months. That's your baseline. Here's the part that matters practically. If you let that 6 months lapse, you don't immediately lose your instrument privileges. You enter what's called the grace period. You get an additional 6 calendar months to get current. During that grace period, you can still get current on your own by going up with a safety pilot and knocking out those approaches and holds. A safety pilot, by the way, is someone who holds at least a private pilot certificate with the appropriate category and class ratings. They sit in the right seat and watch for traffic while you're under the hood. But if you let the full 12 months go by without getting those approaches done, you're in trouble. Now you need an instrument proficiency check. That's basically a mini check ride with an examiner or an authorized instructor. It covers the areas of operation and tasks from the instrument rating airman certification standards. It's not cheap and it's not a formality. You're essentially reproving that you can fly instruments safely. The examiner is looking for you to understand these timelines cold. 6 months current. 6 months grace. After 12. Instrument proficiency check. If you can draw that timeline on a whiteboard during your oral, you're in good shape. Now here's the part of this conversation that the regulation doesn't cover, and it's the part I care about most. Being current is not the same thing as being proficient. And the FAA knows it. The regulation is a legal minimum. It's the floor, not the ceiling. 3 landings in 90 days makes you legal. It does not make you sharp. Think about what 3 landings actually means. You drove to the airport, did 3 trips around the pattern, and drove home. That's maybe 45 minutes of flying. That might have been 2.5 months ago, and now you're loading your family into the airplane for a cross-country trip to visit the grandparents. Are you legal? Yes. Should you be comfortable with that? That's a question only you can answer honestly. Here's what I tell my students. Currency is what the FAA tracks. Proficiency is what keeps you alive. The regulation can't measure your scan speed. It can't tell if your crosswind technique has gone rusty. It can't evaluate whether you remember your emergency procedures without fumbling. Only you can assess that. And you have to be brutally honest with yourself. There's an old saying in aviation. The regulations were written in blood. 6157 exists because the FAA determined through accident data that pilots who go too long without flying have measurably higher accident rates. But 3 landings in 90 days was never meant to be the standard you aspire to. It was meant to be the absolute bare minimum to keep the most degraded skills from getting into the system. Let me give you a practical framework. If you've been away from the airplane for more than 30 days, go fly solo before you take passengers. Get comfortable again. Work the rust off without the pressure of someone sitting next to you. Do some slow flight, do some steep turns. Shoot a few landings. If you're instrument rated and you haven't flown approaches in a while, get a safety pilot and go knock out some approaches, even if you're technically still within your 6-month window. Don't wait until month 5.5 to realize you've forgotten how to brief a plate. There's another piece of 6157 that doesn't get enough attention. If you've never logged pilot in command time in a type of aircraft, you technically meet the currency requirements because the regulation says within the preceding 90 days. If there's no preceding time at all, some pilots interpret that as a gap. The practical answer is that your training and check ride satisfy the initial requirements. But once you pass that check ride, your 90-day clock starts. Don't let the first thing you do with your new certificate be a long cross-country with passengers. Build some solo time first. Here's something else worth thinking about. The regulation applies to acting as pilot in command, not to logging pilot in command time, which is a different section, and it applies to carrying passengers. There's no currency requirement for solo flight beyond having a current medical and a valid certificate. So if your currency has lapsed for passengers, you can still go fly and rebuild your skills. You just can't bring anyone along until you hit those numbers. One more scenario for you. Let's say you fly at night on March 1st, 3 takeoffs, 3 full stop landings, all in the nighttime window. You are now night current. When does that expire? The FAA counts calendar months, so your 90 days runs through May 31st, not March 1st plus 90 days, which would be May 29th. The calendar month rule means your currency expires at the end of the 90th calendar day. Small distinction, but it matters when you're calculating whether you're legal for that flight on the last day of the month. Let me bring this home with the big picture. 6157 is the regulation that governs when you're legal to fly. It breaks into 3 main buckets: general experience currency, 3 takeoffs and landings in 90 days for passengers, full stop at night, full stop for tailwheel. Night currency uses the 1 hour after sunset to 1 hour before sunrise window. Instrument currency: 6 approaches, holding and tracking in 6 calendar months, with a 6-month grace period and an instrument proficiency check if you blow past 12 months. But beyond those numbers, I want you to remember this. You are the pilot in command. The regulation gives you the legal authority. Your judgment determines whether you're actually ready. No regulation can substitute for honest self-assessment. If you haven't flown in a while and something feels off, honor that feeling. Go get some dual. Go fly with an instructor. There is no shame in admitting that you need to shake the rust off. The pilots who scare me are the ones who think currency equals competency. Don't be that pilot. Big thanks to the FAA's own Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge and Advisory Circular 61-98 for laying out the practical side of currency versus proficiency. You can find everything we talked about today at RadioHangar.com. Fly honest, fly often, and I'll catch you next time on Traffic Pattern.